On daf nun dal and aleph, we have Yitzchak 4 days. 4 days to finish the Masechet again. We'll be shir number 101 of our Chazara in 4 days from now. Oh, I put online like shir number whatever I put online. So, okay. Erev Shabbos b'socha chag. If Erev Shabbos falls out in the middle of Sukkos, so the Gemara brought down as we're going through where everything was. Thank you. Where everything was. Was the shofar was blown, so he mentioned in the Mishnah that there was a shofar blast in a certain part of the process, so different stairs and different sharim. So here, in the Mishnah we mentioned earlier on when they got to the 10th step, either 10th down or 5 down, the 10th from the bottom, they blew the shofar. But if we look our list over here of the 48 shofar blasts, we're missing the Mala Asiris one. The Mishnah, again, if you look at one time in the Mishnah, Tafnugim Obeis, right in the same, it's open up in front of us right now, it says of the 48, you start off with Shalosh Psicha Sharim, Shalosh Lashar Elyon, Shalosh Lashar Tachton, and you're already at the door. There is no 10th step. We had in the Mishnah at the beginning the 10th step, we blew it as part of the process. It's not in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says here, the fact that it's not there, Masnisin Mani, who's off the Mishnah? Or Blazer Ben Yaakovi. Mishnah is like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. The time of the Nebraisa, Shalosh Lamala Asiris. That's the Tanakham. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Shalosh Agabe HaMizbeach. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, between the Tanakhama, we'll call them Rabbanan, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, whether you blew 3 shofar blasts on the 10th stair, as we saw in the Mishnah, the beginning of our Perek, or you didn't blow it there, but you blew instead Agabe HaMizbeach. I guess when you put the Arabos over there, that's when you blew the blast. And over here we find in our Mishnah, only one of those opinions was adopted. The one of the 10th step is missing. And the one in this Be'ach is over here. It's found. And therefore, our Mishnah would be like Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara here says, Ha'omer l'mala asiris in Omer ha'mizbech. The one who says that you blew shofar on the 10th step would say you do not blow shofar on the mizbech, and we'll see why in a minute. Ha'omer ha'gavim mizbech in Omer l'mala asiris. The one who said you blow shofar. Oh, thank you. Shimon, you with me? Sorry. Okay, we just started. We're about in the sixth line, sixth line to Argamar, but Nundal Amr Aleph, about the tenth line from the top. First word on the line is the word Hamizbeach.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so the Gemara over here was describing and discussing that there's an opinion, there's two opinions out there regarding when we blow the shofar. One opinion says we blow the shofar on the 10th stair, as we saw beginning of a parak, and one opinion we saw in our Mishnah, that Nun Gimel Aviz, didn't have that shofar blast on the 10th stairway, 10th stair, but it hadn't said Agabe Mizbech. And the one who says Agabe Mizbech does not hold you blew it on the 10th stair. And the opposite is true also of Omer, Agabe Mizbech, in Omer Lamala Asiris. The one who blew it on the Mizbech says you do not blow it on the 10th stair as we have in our Mishnah that way. So I want to understand what is the Svara, what's the logic behind why one would say blow it here and not blowing it over there. My time, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Why does Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov hold that you blow it dafka on the mizbech and not on the 10th stair? So the Gemara says, "Kevon detakel of psichas sharim, the malasiris lamali." Since you already blew by each gateway, by the opening of the doorway of the gates, why blow the 10th stair? If you look over here in the Mishnah again, the Mishnah mentioned you blow it by the different sharim. Just looking at the Mishnah one more time on Daf Nagimel Beis. So the Mishnah mentioned you put 3 for the psichas sharim, 3 for the shar elyon. 3 for the Shar Tachton. We're going, blowing shofar by the Sharim. But we don't have anyone blowing shofar by the staircase. There's no reason to blow by the stair. And therefore, he left that one out, and he already were blowing by the gates, by the Sharim. There's no reason to blow it also once you get to the first set of stairs. There's no reason for it. It's not a Shar. That's what those men Yaakov didn't hold by the 10th stair. How about the other way? Lamala Siris, the one who says in our Mishnah. By this, well, the 48 are about this. I mean, the whole 48 that we have was on the Sukkos one, exactly. Yeah, because it had the Sukkos Mayim and had blown by the filling the water up and by the placing. So, assuming over here is all about the 48 blast by the Sukkos. So, we're missing that shofar blast. Why would you have it? Says Elazar ben Yaakov, you already blew when you opened the gates up. Nothing happened. You didn't get to the next gate yet to blow shofar. Why would you blow it on the staircase? And the one who says the Mala Asiris, which was the Rabbanan's opinion, Lamli, sorry. Are they ready? Lamala series, Lamali, the Taka. High love Sharu. Why would you blow on the 10th staircase? It's not a Shar. We mentioned over here we're blowing by entranceways, by Sharim. There's no reason to blow over there. And Hilkos Kapi Mizbeach, if it's better to blow by the Mizbeach, when it's the next part of the process, not stop in the middle of the first stage, it's already to the next stage. We should blow by the next stage, and not over there by the middle of, you know, from shahr to shahr. There's no reason to blow over there. That's what Ben Yaakov says. Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold, no, you blow by the tent there. Do we remember here? Rabbanon Savri. The Rabbanon who hold that you blow by the tent there, and not by, and not by the Mizbeach. Kevin to Tuckle, Milo Mayim, since you're blowing shofar, again, as he just said, this is all about the Nisach HaMayim. This is all about the celebration of what happened in Sukkot. You're celebrating the special water drawing happening. Gav Mizbeach Lamali. The Mizbeach part's already finished. Why would you blow when you put the Aravas over there? It's already concluded. The process of filling the waters up is already finished. There's no reason to blow it there. Therefore, Lamala Siris Adif, it's better to blow shofar to start celebrating and gathering attention for the Milu HaMayim, even though it's true. There is no unique part over here about water filling or entering any gates. But you're still in the process of gathering water. Until you finish the gathering of water, we want to create a lot of commotion. We want to create a lot of excitement. By the time he gets to Mizbeach, that excitement should be finished already. There's no reason for a shofar blast at that point in time. So that explains why the Mishnah would have different times when you blow. Why some would say, Agabe Mizbeach, and not in the tenth stair. And some would say, on the tenth stair, and not Agabe Mizbeach. Either way, we see clearly from our Mishnah, the Mishnah was like Yosef ben Yaakov, because the tenth stair was not mentioned. And Agave Mizbeach was mentioned. Okay. The Gemara goes on and explains, Kiyasar of Ach Bar Chanina Midroma Aisi Masnisa Biyadeh. When Rav Ach Bar Chanina came from the south, he brought with him the following teaching. It says in the Pasuk, Ubnei Aaron HaKohanim Yitku'u B'chatzotzrot, which means that the Bnei Aaron, the Kohanim, would blow in their trumpets. Shein Tamalomer Yitku. Doesn't mean they really blew the regular shofar blast, the trumpets. Shekvar Nemar, it already says, or it says in two psukim later, in detail, it describes right afterwards that you blow nechazos rose for the Ola, the Korban Ola, and the Korban Shlomim. So why mention it right beforehand when it sounds like we're about to mention it a pasuk or two later? So then, if it doesn't mean that, umata malomer yitzku, what does it mean yitzku then? Why is it talking about yitzku? Hakol afiyam usafin token. What it means is that everything really, the shofar blast, that's mentioned in the pasuk or two pasukim earlier, it's telling you that you blow the amount of shofar blasts. We mentioned before it's 9 per korban, and if you have multiple korban musafs together, you blow 9 for each one. Hakol lefiyah musaf in token. Every korban musaf that you have, you blow separately. If you have two musafs overlapping, like a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together, then you blow 18 for those two korban musafs that are offered, one for Shabbos and one for the Chag. You don't blow one in honor of the Korban Musaf that is happening more than one at a time. Each one, that's why it says a special Yitku. Oh, thank you. Who taught you who Amrla? Sorry, someone's going to call me Musafin. Thank you, I get a little excited. Hakolafi Hamusafin, Tjokin. What does it mean? Who taught you? He taught it. Who Amrla? And he explained what that meant. Lomard's teaching us to token al kol musaf musaf, as I just mentioned. You blow shofar for each and every musaf that's offered. If you have more than one musaf overlapping, you blow 9 blasts for each and every musaf that is offered. Now, if you say that, once you teach that Bryce, so we're going to now have the following discussion. We mentioned up until now there was 48 blasts that you have in a certain day. And that was, if you remind us what it was during Sukkot that fell out in Erev Shabbos, right? If you do the math for a second, we have the standard 21 that we always have, And then we have 6 more blasts, 3 for Erev Shabbos, that are to tell you, you know, stop working, and then 3 more tell you it's now Shabbos has begun. So that's 6 more. We're at 27. We had 12 for the special parts of the process of gathering the Mayim. So now we're at 39, and we have the Korban Musaf of that day equals 48. It implied in our mission that was the one day where you have 48. That's the one it mentioned. That's the max we get to. But if we're correct right now, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina is correct that you blow in every time you have a musaf, you blow a separate 9. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, we just quoted right now, Erev Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag, Hayusham Memches, there were 48 blasts which we just counted, we just enumerated, Vim Isa, and if it is, meaning, if it is true that Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina is correct, as he taught, you blow 9 for every musaf offering, that we have more than just that one day we mentioned the Mishnah, Lisni Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag. And it's more than that even. Mishkach Zal Chamshin V'chad. Why don't we have more than 48? We can teach that if it was Shabbos on the holiday of Sukkot itself, We have 51. How do you get 51?
Delete the
6
of Erev Shabbos.
Excellent. Good. If I knock out 6 of Erev Shabbos and I add an extra Korban Musaf, so I have altogether 3 extra ones, so I have 48 turns to 51. And therefore, I've got better than 48. I got a 51 possible day. Why don't I mention that? So I'm Rabbi Zeira, Lepisha Ein Token, Lepsikas Shar and Beshabbos. You don't blow for the whole procession of the gathering of the water. You know why? Because you gathered it before Shabbos, and we had the whole discussion. What happens on Erev Shabbos? We already brought it in. We kept it into these kelim. We put it in the kelim that were never miskadosh beforehand, so it wouldn't be over the problem of lina. I mean, we gathered it Erev Shabbos already, right? We gathered them already. We didn't blow shofar now. We brought them yesterday. Yesterday we brought it in. We put them in a golden vessel that did not yet was not miskadosh for kli shabbos yet.
It's a shabbos daily, regardless of nisa hamayim.
Oh, okay, one second. You're going to say one question in a minute. The Psicha Sharm didn't mean over here. It meant over the whole process. Psicha Sharm over here, they go into the Shar Elyon, go into the Shar Tachton, fill the water. That was part of the process of gathering water. There's 12 of them. There were 3 that we made every single day. Yeah, but that's not what it means over here, I don't think. You think it is that one?
Yeah.
No.
I thought the board was that you don't have a blowing on Shabbos. That's how I read it.
You're right. Yes, you're right. Correct. I apologize. Look at Rashi. Shein Token Psicha Shar Shabbos. I jumped ahead again. I'm a little bit out of sorts right now, but I jumped ahead again. I think did I lose him just now? He's calling me back now. Is that him again? Shimon, did I lose you? Shimon, can you hear me? You with me? Yeah? Okay. Anyways, one more time. Rabbi Zeira says, I apologize, you're right. 51 was including every step of the way, but the Pesicha She'arim, according to look at Rashi here, they wouldn't aim a token in the Sisham Shabbos. The first word in the line is the word She'ain. It's about 3/4 of the way down the page. She'ain ala mitzvah kitzkiya shal korban. The Chsidi Bekra utkatem bechatzos roz al oseichim. Again, I'm reading Rashi right now. Reading Rashi, the word She'ain, beginning of the line, about 2/3 of the way down the page, 3/4 of the way down the page. She'ain token. So here again, Rashi here says, the Pesicha She'arim was not a mitzvah like it was to blow shofar blasts for the korban itself, because the pasuk says, "Utkatzim mechatzos roz al oseichem." Aval hanach, but the other ones, the simaninu, shishmu v'yavo l'mamadam uluduchnam. Well, dachu Shabbos. The original, when you first started the process off, the original psicha shar, that was just to gather people's attention. It wasn't really part of the avoda, and therefore it was not dachu Shabbos. And we're back to 48 again. So we first thought again this would be 51, and we should have the mishnah have 51. We said no, knock out the 3 we start off the day with. That was done just to gather attention, and would not be Docha Shabbos. That's what the Gemara right now is suggesting. Okay, so that's the case. Amar Rava, man who the lo chash lekimcha. Who's the one who's not really grinding this out well? Who's the one who's very carelessly suggesting answers, which is what he's accusing Rabbi Zeira of doing right now? Why? Chad, the number one, that's a careless answer, because the Mishnah says, the b'chol yom tznan. The Mishnah starts off and says, there's always 21, and these 21 happened every single day, and the first one of 21 was psicha shar. Every day we blew shofar, even on Shabbos, psicha shar. So don't tell me we didn't blow it once every 7 days. We blew it every day, the Mishnah says. V'odin, furthermore, inami, even if, or if also, even if you want to say that we didn't blow those first 3, and we only had 48. Kedadi ninu. It's still the same number, 48, and if you want to know which one you should have in Mishnah, better to pick what we just said than the one that we have in the Mishnah. Why? Listen, Shabbos shebesocha chag. You should teach that Shabbos in the middle of the chag, Hayusham Arbim Vishmona is 48. Why would I do it that way instead of the one we have in the Mishnah? I learned 2 chidushim from teaching the one we have right now of the Shabbos Tochachag. The Shabbos Mina Tarti. I learned 2 things out of this. Shabbos Mina, the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. I learned Eliezer ben Yaakov's chidush, which was he was Vechad, not by the 10th stair. That's one chidush I learned out from discussing where these fell out, where the blows would happen. Shabbos Mina, the Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. I learned another chidush, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, who stated, every Muslim gets its own nine. So if I have 2 equal 48s to talk about, tell me the one that I get more chidushim out of, more insight from, I'll learn more halachas about than the one that I learned less from. Both of them, whether we have the 48 in our Mishnah or 48 we just brought in the Brisa and the Gemara, both would have the opinion of Elazar ben Yaakov. But if I teach what we just mentioned of the Shabbos Besocha Chag, I have an additional chidush of V'ach Bar Chanina, that you blow, each Muslim gets their own separate 9 shofar blasts. So therefore, I'm not okay with this answer. If you say that this case over here, we're not getting the first 3, so first of all, number one, it shouldn't be because it's kol yom. And number 2, even if it did, it's the better one to teach of the 2. So now he's going to go to the answer I prematurely said earlier on. Elo Amar Rava, Rava states, Lefisha ain't talking the Milui Mayim on Shabbos. That's what I said earlier. I jumped the gun. We don't blow a shofar for the Milui Mayim on Shabbos. The whole process of those original nine or the 12, whichever you want to say, those are not part of the process. The Batri Tuva. And therefore, we have a lot number less now. We have a lot less. Right, once again, so I don't know, 12 or 9, because we have Psicha Sharim. Oh, that's right, 12. 12 less, correct. 12 less. We have 12 less of the process, because again, we gathered already, I mentioned earlier on, we gathered already Erev Shabbos, we put it in that vessel that was not yet Mekadesh, so it wouldn't be a problem of Lina, and therefore you wouldn't be blowing shofar in those 12, and you fall far short of the 48 listed in our Mishnah. So now we're satisfied with that answer, it's a good answer. One thing we think that 48 is the max, and our Mishnah that we had of the 48 that happened on Erev Shabbos, Pesach HaChag, is the best one to talk about. But the Gemara says, I can match that. But listening to Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. If I talk Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, I'm able to match 48. Why? The Ikat Tlasa Musafin. I have 3 times 9, 3 Korban Musafs. Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Musaf Shabbos. Now again, that's 27, plus the standard 21 we always have every single day. We have 48. So why isn't that in the Mishnah? The Gemara says here, Erev Shabbos Ochachag Yitzrichle Lashminan Kiderbi Lazar Ben Yaakov. So the reason why we only have is because if I had to choose the 48 you just mentioned, which is Rosh Hashanah that falls in Shabbos, or the one that our Mishnah mentioned, our Mishnah is a better mention. Why? Because our Mishnah tells us a Chiddush. Tells us Lazar Ben Yaakov's Chiddush. Without the Mishnah, we wouldn't know those Chiddush that you only do it, you do not in the 10th Seder, but only on the Mizbeach. You wouldn't know that Chiddush. And therefore, our Mishnah over here is, even though it's true, you have 2 equal 48s, but our Mishnah is a better 48. And we chose to mention that one. That's how the Gemara over here answers it. The Gemara is not satisfied. Atu mika amar lisniha velo lisniha. Is it that someone said, teach this one and not that one? I didn't say teach this one instead of the one in our Mishnah. Lisniha velo lisniha. If you want to talk about the max number you can get to, why do you only have one? If you can get that same max number on a different day, mention both days. We should talk about every time we can get to that, hit that number, the magic number of 48. Again, I'm not saying not go to the Mishnah out, but I'm asking why not leave, put ours in as well. List 2 occasions when you hit the 48. Especially these are the only two. So the Gemara says, not the only two. Ton of Ishayar. It taught one, which was the Mishnah we have of Erev Shabbos Zochachag, and Ishayar, and it left out others. Now the rule whenever you have this such a concept is whenever you say left out others, it has to leave out others, not other. So if you can show me another case where it would have been 48 that you left it out, then I'm a coward with this answer. But if it only comes up twice, then mention both. Don't skip one and mention one. Again, if it could have been more than one that you would have mentioned, you would have mentioned 3, then I'll say, okay, so only mention one and leave the others out. But whenever you say the word Tana B'Shayar, you have to show me that you left something else besides this one. So the Gemara will always say the next line, Ma'ashayar Da'ashayar. What else left out that this one was left out? Meaning, what other things did you leave out that you could say this one was also left out? The Gemara answers Shire Erev Pesach. Left out Erev Pesach. What does that mean? So Rashi explains the following thing. Rashi explains that we have 3 sets of groups that offer the Korban Pesach. Each group offer the Korban Pesach, each group that you had was a group that that themselves would be saying Hallel. And each time Hallel was decided, you would do the shofar blasts. You would have a set of 3 shofar blasts. And it was also brought down, we'll see right now in the Gemara, well, the Rashi quotes over here, that each group always went into the third recitation of Hallel, the third time around, in order before it finished all the people offered the Korban Pesach. Which means, one more time, you had 3 groups, each group went into a third Hallel recitation, it said 3 times Hallel, and each time you recited that, which means you have 3 times 3 is 9 recitings of Hallel, and each time you had a Hallel starting, you blew 3 blasts, Tzkiyat Tzkiyah, before you started. So 3 times 9 is 27, plus the standard 21, 48. The fact the Mishnah doesn't mention this one, so it was shire that one. We now have 2 left out. The Mishnah discusses what happens when Sukkot falls out in Erev Shabbos. Mishnah left out Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Mishnah left out Erev Pesach, which would have been 48 as well. So Gemara says, Imish of Erev Pesach, lav shiruhu. No, if it was Erev Pesach, that's not really considered left out. Why not? The Hamani, who's the author of our Mishnah, that would suggest that we wouldn't count Erev Pesach in there? Rabbi Yehudahi, the Amar Miyameim Shalkash Lishis Lo Yiyah Lomar Avdi Kishma Hashem Meisha Amah Mu'atzin. Rabbi Yehuda says the third group that came, as we all know, those of us who learn Sechem Sachem a little bit, or saw the Mishnah, that was called the lazy group. Those guys were lazy. But to the Shevach of Klal Yisrael, there weren't so many in that group. Most people were very resistant. They were full of excitement and alacrity. You never even got past the very first or second paragraph of a Hallel before you already finished for the third group. The third group was almost nobody. The third group never had three separate Hallels. They only had one Hallel. If you do the math, then what do you get? You have 9 for the first group, 9 for the second group, 18, and 1 set. I mean, 3 all blasts for the third group. You only have 21, not 27. You conclude with 42 then, not with 48. It wouldn't be considered a shayter, because Rabbi Yehuda held there was never a time when the third group got past the beginning part even, or into the middle even, of that first Hallel reciting. So the Gemara says over here, does the gears change? Va'amart, Reisha, below Rabbi Yehuda? Question mark. Didn't we say the beginning of our Gemara, on this Mishnah, we said Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda held that each set of blasts count as one only. Because he held that there was a single mitzvah of Tkiah Truah. That was a single mitzvah. It counted as one mitzvah. Our Mishnah is counting each as 3. So the Mishnah is definitely not Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, which means don't give me Rabbi Yehuda's shot as to why it doesn't make sense to be Shire. Rabbi Yehuda is definitely not the author of our Mishnah. We already established that at the very beginning of our Gemara, he was not the author of our Mishnah. So don't fall back on Rabbi Yehuda right now. Mar says, no, 1 second. V'dilma ha'itana sarvala kivasei b'chada, u'paligalea b'chada. Not so fast. Rabbi Yehuda is not the author of the Mishnah, maybe it's true. But maybe our Tana held like Rabbi Yehuda regarding this Hallel recitation, that it only happened for the third group one time. But he argued with him about how you count each set of Tkiah Truah Tkiahs. He agreed and he argued. He agreed with one and he argued on one. And therefore, if that's the case, then the author of the Mishnah could be, in our case of here, at least regarding the Hallel reciting on Erev Pesach, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it never got in the third group beyond the first Hallel. So again, if that's the case, we're back to having only one Shire now. We just knocked out this possibility. We suggested maybe our Mishnah was like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, not Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who said that it never got to 48. To 48 because they only got to 42 because the third group didn't have 3 Mahalos recited. Only by the time it was in the middle of the first one, it was already finished. And now we only have left now Rosh Hashanah. We don't have any Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. And we know the rule is if you're a ton of a Shire, you have to have a second Shire that you are leaving behind. So what is it? So what's up here? Elamashire, the Hashire. What is left out that we're going to say this Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos is also left out? Shire Erev Pesach, Shalios, but Erev Shabbos. Now, how did that work? So we said Erev Pesach, we know. We mentioned before, and you have, well, now we have our 21. We have our Erev Pesach is when you offered, where we said 21. We're missing the last 6 because the third group didn't get that far. But if it's Erev Shabbos, we have 6 extra ones. Why? Because we have the stop your malacha, and now it's Kodesh time. So if Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach fell at the same time, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would get to 48 in the end. So now we have a ton of a Shire, and we have multiple things that were a Shire. So quickly recap, we have up to now. Right now we're assuming there is more than one max 48. We have the Mishnah talks about the case of Erev Shabbos during Sukkot. That's 48. We just brought down 2 other cases you get to 48. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Abba Chanina, because every Musaf is separate. There are 3 Musafim. That means each one has 9. You have 27 plus the Seder 21. You have 48. And Erev Pesach, it falls on Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion even, you get to 48. Rabbi Yehuda held again that the Hallels were recited the third time for the third group except for one Hallel, part of one Hallel. So you only had 21 extra beyond the normal 21. But since Erev Shabbos, you have 6 extra, so now you get to our max number of 48. Now that we have 2 left out of the Mishnah, we feel much more comfortable. We have something called Tana V'Shaya. We have a group again where we left out more than one of that group, and that we're comfortable suggesting. The Gemara goes on, is continuing on this process here a little more about 48 being the max. We're going to question that. They most even off memches. Below, we don't have more than 48. Va'ika Erev Pesach Shkalios B'Shabbos. Well, Erev Pesach that falls not on Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself. Why? Because we know on Shabbos versus on Erev Shabbos, you have an extra 3. Right? Yeah? On Shabbos versus Erev Shabbos, you have 3 more. On Erev Shabbos, we have 6. On Shabbos, we have 9 because of the Korban Musaf, which means that no matter how you're going to count it, you can have more than we just said. Neither of Yehuda, even according to Yehuda, who says that we never got to that third group, more than one Hallel, you still have Chalam Shin V'chada. You still got 51, because we got to 48 with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on Erev Shabbos. And if you sub out an Erev Shabbos and put in the Shabbos instead, then you have 9 instead of 6. You have 51. And either Rabban, if you have to Rabban, and whoa, don't even get me started. Because they said all along, even without having a Shabbos or Erev Shabbos in the mix, you had 48. You had a Shabbos, you had 57. Chalam Shin V'sheva. So now, why is 48 the max? Doesn't the max at all. Mar says, Ki katani midi de isei b'chol shana. When the Mishnah said 48, it meant this thing will happen every single year. You will have at least one time a year, or you have one time a year, 48 that are going to happen. I want to give that answer, by the way. I want to give that answer. We also knock out the ton of a Shire. Nothing else left out anymore, right? The other two were things that had to happen at a certain time. It doesn't always happen. It always happened on Erev Shabbos, Pesach, or on Shabbos Pesach. It also don't always happen Shabbos Rosh Hashanah time. So now we're really with no Shire anymore at this point in time. If the mission is going to be things that happen every single year, there is no Shire. Nothing else comes out anymore at 48 every year. There'll always be a Friday during Sukkot, and there will not always be a Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, obviously. There'll not always be an Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, or Erev Pesach Shabbos. And therefore, the only one that's really 48 all the time, every year, will be the one we have in our Mishnah. Just important to know that. Once we have this answer, we really knock out the other two Shires as well. Okay. Erev Pesach. Shchal Yos B'Shabbos. What's that?
This is still
a part of the same. Let's be Shana Loka Tani. What's up here? 1 second. I'm going to challenge that. Is it true that you always have an Erev Pesach, an Erev Shabbos, and Sukkot falling out together? You might think, of course you do, right? Because you know it's 7 days. But it's not true. Because Nisach HaMayim only happened on a Chol, not on a Shabbos. Right? Not on the Shabbos. Which means, Otu is it that Erev Shabbos Shavisoch HaChag Mi'isei B'chol Shana? Would Erev Shabbos always fall out in the middle of the Sukkot, where you would have Erev Shabbos be also a day when you had Nisach HaMayim? Zimnin, it could be sometimes. But Mishkach HaSlei, you wouldn't find that happening. Hey, Chidami, how so? When Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Be'Erev Shabbos. Nisach HaMayim did not, it started, we know the Mishnah said in the beginning of the Perek, it started Motzei Yom Tov Rishon. Didn't happen at the Rishon. You didn't have Nisach HaMayim celebrations. And the blowing of shofar didn't happen on Yom Tov Rishon. It was either, we mentioned earlier on, it was either, you know, we had that in the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth Perek, I think. No, Nisach.
What?
Beginning of the fourth Perek, we had the Mishnah about how many days Nisach HaMayim was, right?
5 or 6.
That was the Chalil. Wasn't the Chalil 5 or 6? The Nisach may have been 7. Nisach was 7? Was 7. But the blasts for the Nisach were in 7. Nisach HaMayim was, we said 7 days.
Even day one,
you had Nisach HaMayim. But you wouldn't do the shofar blasts on that day. You wouldn't do shofar blasts on Shabbos for Nisach HaMayim, and you wouldn't do it on Chag either.
Chalil is 5-6.
Chalil will be 5-6. But the Nisach HaMayim, which is the actual water libation ceremony, that would happen every single day. Again, we would bring the waters earlier. We always had Nisach HaMayim, right? We always had Nisach HaMayim. So over here we have again, no, I'm sorry, 1 second. Nisach HaMayim, I apologize. Nisach HaMayim, we would also blow shofar, Nisach HaMayim. But we brought the waters earlier. We didn't bring them on Shabbos. We were on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, no, but when it came to Chag, one more time. What's the case here? If Yom Tov Rishon falls on Erev Shabbos, so what happens there? We don't have all of these blasts. Why not?
You don't do it on day one.
You don't blow shofar? We don't blow on day one? We do Nisach HaMayim on day one. 7 days.
That's what the mission in the
beginning. Definitely say Nisach HaMayim 7 days. We even say, according to Yehuda, it's even 8 days. It's even the Shurim Yetzeres. Blow shofar on day one?
Chalil, that's why it's 5-6.
Chalil is not Chalil, it's Shaveva. Right? It's different. This is Docha. This happens on Shabbos. We blow shofar on Shabbos. Shabbos Musaf. Rosh Hashanah. We're blowing shofar on these days, right? We're blowing shofar. Why are we not doing it over here? It brings down over here. She wrote Tkios, Demilu, and Mayim, Demas Nisan. The Tkios. Humatas, Su, Erev Shabbos, Havalei, Shemini, Yetzeres. Now that's the next Erev Shabbos. We need Tzeres. One more time. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva. These shofar blasts, that's what it is. That's what it is. The shofar blasts over here are for the drawing of the water. That's what it is. This is like the, when we talk about the Chalil, we talk about the celebration and blowing of shofar, as part of the ceremony is going and gathering, everyone grabs around you. It's true, for the actual Nisuch HaMayim, you would blow shofar. But not for the gathering of the water. That was the Simchas Beis HaShoeva type of thing. That you would blow shofar for the offering of the korbanos. And maybe even the offering of the Nisuch, the pouring, but you would not blow shofar by the mere gathering. That you wouldn't blow shofar on. And therefore, we're lacking those 12. We're lacking those 12 of blowing shofar. Again, even though it's part of the process of gathering, you would still gather that day, but you wouldn't blow shofar on that day for those gatherings. And therefore, there will be times where a given year will not have a 48 blast day. If you want to tell me we're not going to count in the Erev Pesachs or the Pesach Erev Pesach Shabbos or Erev Pesach Erev Shabbos, because it doesn't happen all the time, well, there, neither will this. There'll be days when the first day Yontif falls out in Erev Shabbos, we're not going to have 48 blasts? Question mark. So Gemara says, no. Gemara says here, Mitchi Dachinale, we actually would push off, meaning we would push off, we wouldn't let it fall out this way. We would push off the day of Erev Shabbos falling out, sorry, day of first day of Yontif falling out in Erev Shabbos, we would push that off. We would never let it occur that way. We would be doche. I mean, we, according to Rashi, we'd make an extra day of Elul. We wouldn't let it happen that it will fall out, that Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov Rishon will fall out on the same day. My time, why would we do that? Why are we so makbit to make sure it never happened that way? Not for the sake of our blasts of shofar or for the gathering of the water, but rather for the holiday right before, which is Yom Kippur. Yom Tov Rishon, Shalchag, Lios Be'er Shabbos. If Sukkot begins on Erev Shabbos, that would mean Yom Kippur Emas Havim. When Yom Kippur fall out, the Chabbos Shabbos, it'll fall out on Sunday. Therefore, we push it off. What's wrong with it falling on Sunday? So Rashi already points out two reasons. It could be either that if you had a body die, if someone died on Shabbos, and you couldn't bury it on Shabbos, you couldn't bury it on Yom Kippur either. We had 2 days when the body was sitting out. That would be terrible. Option number two is if you had vegetables. Rashi points out as well, you had vegetables. So by the time you cut it before Shabbos started, by the time Yom Kippur's over, the vegetables may have rotted by then. You lose your food. And therefore, that reason over here, we made sure that Yom Kippur never fell out on Erev Shabbos. Sorry, on Yom Tov Rishon. On Yom Tov Rishon. And therefore, if Yom Kippur didn't fall on Yom Tov Rishon, that means that you never had an Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, and a Yom Tov Rishon Shal Sukkos fall at the same time. It never happened that way. And therefore, every single year, you would have an Erev Shabbos that would also be a day you would be giving the full set of blasts, and you would always have every single year a 48 blast day. Wait 1 second. Are you sure? Who says you push off, you don't let Yom Kippur fall on a Sunday? Who says that? Avatar will learn a Mishnah. Chel ve Shabbos, Kariven be Yom Kippurim. If you have the fats of a korbanos that were offered on Shabbos, you would, if you didn't finish burning them, you would finish burning them on Yom Kippur, implying Yom Kippur fell out on Motzei Shabbos. It did happen. Vamar Bezer says further, Ki Avinan be Rav, be Bavil, when I was by Rav in Bavil, Havi Amri, they taught the following din. How did the time when the Brice said Yom Kippurim Shkalios Erev Shabbos Lo Hayu Tokin? We wouldn't blow shofar. Normally we blow shofar before Shabbos starts to tell you Shabbos is beginning, stop your work. We don't do it if Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos because you already stopped your work from Yom Kippur. And a Motzei Shabbos Lo Hayu Mavdilin. If Yom Kippur fell out on Motzei Shabbos, you wouldn't be Mavdil being Kodesh L'chol or even Kodesh L'Kodesh because it's going up still. The same type of restrictions apply the next day as well. There's no Heter V'Ochol Nefesh on Yom Kippur either. You can't eat in Yom Kippur, and therefore it seems like it could happen that way. And we said, Divrei HaKohli, everyone seems to agree with these dinim. That's at least what Rabbi Zera said when he was in Bavil. But it's Kisalikis Lahasim, when he went up over to there, which means the Eretz Yisrael, Ashkase the Rabbi Yehuda Brej Rabbi Shimon Pazi. He found Rabbi Yehuda, son of Rabbi Shimon Pazi, the Yosef Akamah, he was sitting, he was stating, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva, again, Rabbi Akiva said that din. But everyone agreed it could happen that way. Regarding what the halacha is, could you do Yod Avdallah on Yom Kippur that falls after Shabbos? Do you burn the fats on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos? That was a discussion. But no one argued that it could happen that way. What you did when it happened is a question. But that it happened seemed to be everyone agreed. And therefore, if it happened, Yom Kippur fell out both on Shabbos, and it also would happen that Yom Tov Rishon Sukkos would fall out on the Erev Shabbos. Which would mean you'd have years you didn't have 48 blasts. And we're back to our question again. Sounds like over here, we would have years and there wouldn't be 48 blasts. And we just rejected the idea of having more than 48 because those did not always happen every year. And this did happen every year. So what are we going to say right now? Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not a difficulty. Harabban and ha'achirim. One Mishnah, one discussion we have right now is the Rabban's opinion, and one is the Achirim. Our Mishnah we have over here by us, where he said that it never would take place that way, be the opinion of the Achirim. Time within a Brisa, Achirim, Omer, Achirim states, Ein bin Atzeres l'Atzeres, Ein bin Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah, El Arba Yom Bilvad. If you take Atzeres of 1 year, to Atzeres of the next year, Rosh Hashanah 1 year, Rosh Hashanah the next year, you'll always find 4 days separating them. What does it mean 4 days? If one was on a Sunday, the next one would be on a Thursday. You always have 4 days of the week different between one Atzeres, next Atzeres, one Rosh Hashanah, the next Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah Mebaretz was a leap year, then you had Chamisha, you had a fifth day. It would always be 5 days. What you see over here is that you never played around with adding extra days. You didn't try to make sure it didn't fall out that way. Which means it always fell out, whatever it fell out. Apologize. Our Mishnah is not the Achirim. The Achirim held, you never played around, that you could actually have Yom Kippur fall out on Motzei Shabbos. That's what the Achirim would hold. Because they held, you would always find in a given regular year that wasn't a leap year, you'd always find if holiday number one happened on a Sunday, the next year's holiday happened on a Thursday. It would always be 4 days apart. Why? Because you never added Stam days. You didn't do that. But the Rabbanan held, that's not true. We will play around with that if we have to avoid Yom Kippur falling on Motzei Shabbos. And our Mishnah we have in Masechet Sukkot, and Gemara Beis, make their abundant opinion. And since you played around to avoid Yom Kippur falling on Motzei Shabbos, that means you never would have a case, you never have a case when Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot would fall on an Erev Shabbos. And therefore, there's only one time that you have 48 blasts, no matter what year it's going to be. Every single year you have it. And that is the blast that we have on Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot, if it falls on Erev Shabbos. It's true, there are certain cases, certain years, when you may have more than 48. But you'll never have a case that there's 48, no matter what year it is, except for our Mishnah. And that's why the Mishnah listed it, because that's the case. And therefore, there is no more Tana B'Shire. The case we brought down were cases when if it fell this way and that way, it would happen. But there's no case that happened every year besides our Mishnah. We'll stop over here.